everybody, welcome back to Katie's Kitchen. I hope you enjoyed last night's podcast, but I know you will tonight because today I have healthy and happy. It's healthy snacks for kids and adults all ages. I will have a appetizer, a main course, and a healthy dessert when we get to the recipes. I would just like to, at the beginning of the show, send a shout out to Sarah, who lives in Pennsylvania. Today is her birthday. Happy birthday, Sarah. Anyway, today we're going to be doing fruit kebabs. Really, really, really easy to make. 15 minutes. Here we go. Here's the ingredients. 1 apple, 1 banana, 1/3 cup red seedless grapes, 1/3 cup green seedless grapes, 2/3 cup pineapple chunks, 1 cup of non-fat yogurt, and 1/4 cup of dried coconut shredded. If you don't like coconut, just take it out. Here's the directions. Prepare the fruit by washing the grapes, washing the apple, and cutting it into small squares. Peel the banana and cutting it into chunks, and cutting the pineapple into chunks. If it's fresh, put the fruit onto a large plate. Spread the coconut onto another large plate. Slide the pieces of fruit onto the skewer and design your own kebab by putting as much or a little of whatever fruit you want. Do this until the stick is almost covered from end to end. Hold your kebab at the ends and roll it in the yogurt so the fruit gets covered. Then roll it in the coconut. Repeat these steps with another skewer. It serves about 4, and it has, here's the nutritional analysis. It's about 141 calories, 3 grams of fat, 2 grams of saturated fat, 3 grams fiber. Most people think it's the fat that actually makes it horrible. It isn't. It's the sugar. The sugar is what makes people gain or lose weight, however you want to lose, however you want to make it. Next one is, you guys are going to love this one. They're called tiny pizzas. You're going to, 1 standard size bagel, cut in half, tomato sauce, shredded mozzarella cheese, toppings like diced green pepper, chopped onion, or chopped tomato, whatever you like. Seasonings like oregano, basil, and pepper. Set the oven to low heat. Spread the tomato sauce on each bagel half. Sprinkle the shredded cheese all over the tomato sauce on each half. Add your favorite toppings. Next, what you're going to do is put a light sprinkling of seasonings on each half. Put your bagel halves on a baking sheet. Bake in the oven on low heat for about 5 to 8 minutes. You'll know they're done when the cheese is starting to bubble. Let cool for a minute, then enjoy your tiny pizzas. It serves about 1 serving size is 2 tiny pizzas, and it has 210 calories, 9 grams of protein, 4 grams of fat, and 34 grams of carbohydrates, which is not bad if you think about it. Next one that everybody likes it, they're called peanut butter muffins. Kind of weird kind of recipe, but it's good. You're going to get 2 eggs, a cup of milk, 1/4 cup of banana mashed with a fork, 1/4 cup of peanut butter, 1/3 cup of vegetable oil, 1/4 cup of frozen apple juice concentrate thawed, left out of the freezer until soft, 1/4 cup of non-fat dry milk, and 2 1/4 cup of flour, 1 1/2 teaspoons of baking powder, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, and non-stick spray. I recommend Pam. You're going to preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. In a small bowl, break the eggs and use the fork to beat them a little bit. In a large bowl, combine the milk, banana, peanut butter, vegetable oil, apple juice, dry milk, and eggs from the small bowl. Mix with a mixing spoon until the mixture is creamy. Add the flour, baking soda into the large bowl. Mix again. Line a muffin with paper liners or lightly spray with a nonstick spray. Spoon in the muffin mix. Fill each muffin cup about 2/3 of the way up. Bake for about 15 minutes. When your muffins are finished baking, remove from the muffin tin and cool them on a wire rack. Then it's time to taste and share. I do not recommend getting the paper muffin cups because then you have to really get it out of the paper quick. It could catch on fire. So, serves about 12, serving size 1 muffin, 214 calories, 6 grams of protein, and 10 grams of fat, which and carbohydrates is 25 grams. It actually is a very good recipe, and I will be giving so many allergies. But, I mean, I hope everybody liked my podcast last night. If nobody noticed, on digitalpodcast.com, Barbecue Bob got the award. I'm so proud of him. Everybody listen to Barbecue Bob. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. I will be back tomorrow with something special, and my great-grandmother will be on next week. Don't forget, our sponsors are CrazyBagLadies.com. Bye, all!